do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. You want to watch us on Twitch? Be my guest. And we do things a little differently. It's What Are the Odds Wednesday, so put odds on your questions, whether they're on Twitter or Twitch or wherever you do them. And a lot of football talk in the first hour, including some a little Cowboys, Zeke Elliott, and then Cowboys, who has better record, Cowboys or Texan. And, yeah, we were talking about, and one of the things Lamont was talking about was you have the division games, and the Cowboys basically, I mean, unless the Giants are somehow better than we think they're going to be, I don't think the Giants and the Redskins are much of a threat, frankly. I think those are two bad teams.
I think it's Cowboys or Eagles.
Yeah, Eagles, I think, are a legitimate Super Bowl contender, but the other two teams are pretty much garbage, and I think the Texans are a lot closer to the Titans and Colts and Jaguars than the Giants and Redskins are to the Cowboys.
Yeah, agreed.
So,
free your mind, free your brain emoji had a interesting question.
Interesting question.
Will Russ go down as greater than Phillip Rivers, Dan Marino, Donovan McNabb, or Steve McNair? I guess he's comparing them to quarterbacks who haven't won. Yeah, I'll say this.
I think already greater than McNabb and McNair.
I think so, too. Like, slam dunk. He could stop now, and he's had a better career than those two guys. Marino is, I mean, he's an anomaly because if he had one Super Bowl, he would be on the all-time Mount Rushmore, no questions asked,
yeah,
100% lock. But because that's the only thing that keeps him from being one of the three or four best ever. If he had more than one Super Bowl, you still might not be able to convince people that, you know, in the era that he played in, that he wasn't the greatest ever. So I don't know if Russ will pass him. And I think Phillip Rivers is interesting because Phillip Rivers, he's putting together a Hall of Fame career.
Yeah.
And he's not done. And he's got a team that could contend for a Super Bowl this year. So I would say, since it is What Are the Odds Wednesday, I'd say 70% when Russ is all said and done that his career looks better than Phillip Rivers. But I'd say 100% on McNabb and McNair, and probably 30% that he ends up being going down as great as Dan Marino.
Yeah, I mean, but he's not done.
He's not.
I think he's going to have another 5 or 6 years. He may win another title.
You know, let me tell you the most amazing stat in my mind about Russell Wilson. He is now, he's going into his 8th NFL season. Well, for one, he's never had a losing season. That's pretty impressive. But to me, the most impressive thing, he's never missed a game.
Yeah.
He plays. Every week, he plays.
Well, and that's one of the things we always talk about. Guys who are elite quarterbacks, they never miss the bell. And Brady missed the one season. How often is Drew Brees out?
It just doesn't happen.
And even Roethlisberger, who takes a big beating, maybe he'll miss a game a year, maybe two. And, I mean, that's part of what makes him great, because not every one of those guys is going to go out there and have a perfect game every time. It doesn't matter how great you are. But, you know, and that's, you know, that's a concern with Watson. And that's the thing that wound up eventually derailing Andrew Luck, is he couldn't stay out there. And, you know, Russell Wilson knows how to get out of bounds. He knows how to get down where he doesn't get hurt. He protects himself. And that's the thing that keeps him going. It's one of the things that makes him great. So 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776.
No, I don't care that Steve McNair won an MVP.
Yeah.
I mean, that's cool and all, but yeah.
No. It was cute.
Look at his career. Just look at his career and compare it to Russ's. Russ has already surpassed him.
And he did get a team to a Super Bowl.
He did.
As did Dan Marino.
As did Donovan McNabb.
Yeah. But I think there's a big difference between getting there and winning it. And especially when you start talking about resumes for quarterbacks. And yes, it's very much a team sport. There's no question. You have to have other players. That's what, to me, made Marino so great, is they basically had almost no defense, a bunch of wide receivers that couldn't succeed anywhere else, and yet he carried that team.
So Steve McNair's MVP season, 2003, he played 14 games, went 10-4, 3,215 yards, 24 touchdowns, 7 picks. Good season.
What was the rushing yardage?
Let me see.
Because I'm guessing that had to be outstanding for
2003. He had 138 rushing yards, 4 touchdowns. Russell Wilson has thrown for less than 24 touchdowns twice in his career. So in Steve McNair's MVP season, he threw for 24 touchdowns, which would be a down year for Russell Wilson, who in his last two seasons has thrown for 35 and 34, and last year threw 35 with 7 interceptions. They're not even in the same discussion. Steve McNair was I don't want to make this seem like I'm bashing Steve McNair. Steve McNair was a really good player for a long time, yeah. But he wasn't like a...
No. But unfortunately, that's what it is. When you start comparing players, everybody takes it. So this is the problem. Like, I've probably said 87 nice things about the Cowboys today, but that I think Dak is average.
Yeah.
That's all that I'm just a hater. It's like, no. I've said a lot of positive things, but that it sounds like you're destroying the guy when you say he's an average NFL quarterback. You're really not.
No.
That's a compliment. Because there's not a lot of average guys, I mean, in this league, let's be honest. So, yeah. So, Kelly and Clear Lake with a really good point. So, the comparison is Dan Marino against dudes that have played football in this era and the previous. That's all you need to know. He put up cartoon numbers in a time when cartoon numbers were not supposed to happen like that. That's true. He was putting up Madden numbers.
Yeah.
In an era where nobody else was doing it. So.
Boy, this is another crazy thing.
That was a good question by whoever brought up those guys, though.
McNair, he won 91 games. In 13 years, Russell Wilson's won 75 in 7. I mean, it's the guys aren't comparable. They're just not. And I know Steve McNair played here for like a minute, so people attach themselves to him. He ain't Russ. Sorry. And you can ask Fred. I didn't want to believe in Russ for the longest time. I didn't buy into him. I was like, I don't believe in this, because I kept thinking it's a fluke. The dude is great.
Well, I get beat up for all the things I'm wrong about, but I told you that guy was going to be good.
Yeah.
But when he got drafted, I'm like, man, I can't.
Yeah, he's a gigantic swing and miss for me, because I didn't believe in him.
But, I mean, no, I don't really like him personally. I think he's kind of got a little bitch in him. But
what?
On the field, he's fantastic.
How dare you?
And
he's like the starlight of the NFL.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of hers.
What?
I'm Team Homelander.
Oh, of course you are.
Yeah, Team Homelander. But now I the thing about Russell is he's just I don't think he gets enough credit for being an elite quarterback, because he is. He belongs in that conversation with anybody else you want to throw out there as an elite quarterback.
Yeah.
And you can make a pretty good case. And it's not just that. I mean, it's the way he keeps drives going, and he keeps drives going with his legs sometimes too, which is pretty incredible. So, I like how y'all give Russ all this credit when he had a D that was all-time good. They shut down one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. He'll never make an NFC championship leading a team like now. Yeah, I
mean, you've got to be on a good team, certainly.
Yeah, that's everybody. But he's also carrying the team to 10 wins every year.
Yeah.
And that defense isn't what
it was.
The
defense was bad last year.
Yeah.
Guess what? They went 10-6.
So, yeah, I think there's people out there who just don't like Russell Wilson. That's fine. But we shall see. McNair had Jeff Fisher as a coach, so that makes him the best ever. LOL sarcasm. You had to overcome Jeff Fisher.
Yeah.
There's a lot to that. All right, 713-780-3776. It is a What Are the Odds Wednesday. We'll squeeze in some phone calls and whatnot when we come back.
Boy, in the year that they won the Super Bowl, in those three games, not a single interception. When you're on a team like that, what do you ask your quarterback to do? Especially a second-year quarterback, what do you ask him not to do? Just don't make a mistake.
Yeah, don't bleep
up. He didn't make any mistakes.
Yeah. Somebody asked, would you choose Rivers as your fantasy quarterback? I did in one league. Because, yeah, that's one thing. We talk a lot of fantasy during fantasy time, but I've really gone all in on the don't draft a quarterback until late thing.
Yeah.
Because there's too many good ones.
I've always been that way.
Yeah, and it's taken me a while because every league I've ever won, I had a stud quarterback, and it was just being stubborn. So
now I get a couple more questions. And as far as comps, on the other side, we'll hit these. But Jim Kelly or Russell Wilson? Warren Moon or Russell Wilson? I think both of those are worth debating.
Yeah, that's a longer discussion that we should have when we come back. Because I don't think those are that cut and dry, frankly. And you're talking about two Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
So, all right, guys. I have to tell you about a way to save some money. And how about this? You refinance your credit card balances, you lower your interest rate, and save money. And you don't have to be a financial expert to do it. All you have to do is go to Lightstream. You can get a credit card consolidation loan from my friends at Lightstream with a rate as low as 5.95% APR with autopay. I don't know what you're paying on your credit cards, but that's a lot lower than the average rate of like 19% APR. That means you could save thousands of dollars in interest. You can get a loan anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000, and there's absolutely no fees. There's no application fees, no origination fees, no transaction fees. You even get your money as soon as the day you apply. It's so easy. You can apply right from your phone, and they believe that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience. That's exactly what they are going to deliver. Right now, just for the Blitzers, apply to get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to Lightstream.com/Fred, LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Aaron has a Facebook question.
Yep, listener Chris says, what are the odds that the Rockets have more playoff wins this coming season than the Texans have regular season wins?
I think old school Chris asked that on Twitter. To be honest, I have not thought one bit about the Rockets yet.
I haven't either.
It's just not, it's football season. So,
yeah.
I don't care about the Rockets right now. It's a good what are the odds.
It is.
It's just not one that I've given any thought to yet. So,
have you given any thought to Russell Wilson versus Warren Moon?
Yes, and yeah, I don't think he's there yet.
You know what?
And I feel that way about Everett too.
Here's about Jim Kelly.
I mean Kelly, yeah,
yeah.
Everett, where the hell did Jim Everett come from?
He's better than Jim Everett.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that kind of separates Russ to me from a guy like Warren Moon. Warren Moon was just so sloppy with the football, and. Two things.
How many fumbles did he have per year?
102 and 101 as a starter. A game over 500 as a starting quarterback in the NFL. 233 career interceptions in 203 career starts. That's
a little different era though. There were the interceptions, the touchdowns were a lot closer back then.
Yeah, but you're chucking the ball around a lot more now, and guys are more careful with it.
They were chucking the ball around a lot when he was running the run and shoot.
True.
And the difference was is defenders could actually mug you and get the football. So the numbers, the stuff like that, I don't think are fair comps. But yeah, he did turn the ball over a lot. And go look at how many fumbles he had. That's one of the things nobody ever talks about with quarterbacks. And it drives me nuts when, because you'll have a guy who may have really good looking numbers, but then he fumbles the ball 10 times right. a year. Those are just as bad. In fact, I think they're worse than interceptions.
161 career fumbles. It doesn't say how many he lost, but 161 fumbles.
That's what we call a lot. But when you fumble a ball in the pocket.
Oh, 56.
Oh, he lost 56? Yeah,
no, he recovered 56, so lost 105.
Oh, that's not bad.
Okay.
Oh, what are the odds the Browns defense will be better than the Broncos defense? That's fairly random.
It is really random.
I like the Broncos defense.
Yeah, I like it a lot more than their offense for sure.
But and that's it. I'm not really buying into Browns hype, but I'm not, you know, I also don't think they're garbage. I do think they're a better football team, but I'm not, oh, they're sleeper Super Bowl contender. No.
And Jim Kelly, his number, 175 picks and 160 starts, which, again, that doesn't look good. But like you mentioned, the era, the offenses that those two guys played in lean to that. But his career record, 101-59. I mean, Jim Kelly had...
Also had a lot of yards in the USFL. That, just like Moon had a bunch of yards up in Canada and six titles, if I recall.
Jim Kelly had a losing record twice in his career.
Boy, so, he had some. And part of it, too, is the team you have around you because there was no salary cap then, and they were able to keep Andre Reed and Thurman Thomas and
Bruce Smith. And Cornelius.
Yeah, all those guys they had, they were able to keep them together for a long run, which helps. See, that's the other thing, too, is it you look now where you have to, with the salary cap, although I think teams are getting better at figuring out ways how to deal with that, but it's hard to keep a group together, especially when you get a quarterback who's a franchise quarterback that you have to pay, you know, a quarter of your cap or whatever, and it winds up handcuffing what you can do elsewhere. If you've got five Hall of Famers on a team, you can't keep them all. It's almost impossible. Not and have any kind of roster that works.
To be fair, the Bills only had three.
Well, I know, but
James Lofton was on that team for some time. He's a Hall of Famer, and Andre Reed's not somehow.
I thought Reed got in a couple years. Four.
Okay,
yeah,
four.
But yeah, if you've got four, it's almost impossible to keep those together now. All right, so Matthew doing a twist on the Rockets one. What are the odds the Astros win more playoff games than Texans win all season?
I guess it is five when you count James Lofton.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I count him as like he wasn't great as a Bill. He's not.
Oh, he was still on the team.
He was still on the team, certainly. But
that's not where he made his Hall of Fame career.
Right. What was the question about the Astros?
Astros win more playoff games than the Texans win all season.
Ooh.
That's a little closer because to win the World Series.
You got to win what?
11.
11?
Yeah. I think that's. So basically the question is, do the Astros win the World Series? Because I don't think Texans are winning 11 games.
I think the question is, do the Astros get to the World Series?
Yeah.
And if they get to the World Series and they don't get swept, then you say Astros. I guess I'll take Astros if I had to gun to head take one of those teams, just because I can see the Texans winning five games, six games if things go wrong.
I think the Astros are going to get swept by the Twins or somebody silly.
What a disaster that would be.
So I'll take Texans just so that I can be the bad guy.
Okay.
I want to do my hot take.
Yeah, piss that everybody makes you the bad guy now. If you pick Texans over Astros, you're a bad guy now. And you should be.
Russ versus Kurt Warner.
Russ.
Yeah, I agree.
And Lamont mentions Russ never had an elite receiver. He didn't. He still hasn't.
No. I mean,
Doug Baldwin was good.
Yeah. But again, see, that's the thing. they pull a bunch of homeless guys out there and they catch the ball. It's just like it's the same thing the Patriots have done for years. Patriots wind up getting a few big time guys, but for the most part,
for the most part, they create their own.
They created Julian Edelman and Wes Welker and all these
guys.
Cats.
Aren't what they are somewhere else. Randy Moss, Josh Gordon, those are different guys, but
and Gordon, they haven't really gotten the most out of yet.
But Gronk, you might as well call him an elite receiver.
Yeah, although he's gone now.
So
somebody says six if you count Steve Tasker. Did he make it as a special teams guy?
He's not in the Hall of Fame, is
he?
No. I don't think so. He better not be.
Justin is. I'm glad you wished ill will on the Astros. They went to the series in 05 after the article. It wasn't really the article. It was the illustration that did it. So I'm not really wishing evil.
Yeah, Steve Tasker not in the Hall of Fame.
No.
A lot of people pissed off. Bills legend Steve Tasker isn't in the Hall of Fame, and here's why it's a joke. That's one of the first Google things that comes up. But, yeah, not in the Hall of Fame. He was a really great special teams player, but he was a special teams player.
Yeah. Yeah. So he says, that's a myth. Patriots do give Brady weapons. Go look at what those guys have all done, with the exception of maybe Welker, who happened to walk into Peyton Manning in a record year. What did Deion Branch do when he was gone? What did any of these running backs do when they're gone? And, again, I think we gave you the exceptions there. But to try to say that they try to give him weapons. They don't work out most of the time. So, you know who used to create receivers?
Skill position players haven't really prioritized spending money on them.
No, they really
part of what it is. They don't like paying guys like that because they like to be strong on the lines. They like to be, on defense in the secondary. They don't like to spend money on skill position guys because they know every skill position guy wants to come play with Brady, or they can find some tiny white guy that Brady can turn into a superhero.
And that's the thing. You could take Julian Edelman right now, put him on any other team. He's not Julian Edelman.
Guy, yeah.
Yeah, he's just a guy. And great quarter. There's a lot of quarterbacks who've created players like that. Brett Favre used to be the best at it. He'd always have some 100-catch guy who would be nothing if he went somewhere else.
I think Aaron Rodgers is good at it.
Yeah. We'll find out what Randall Cobb is without him.
Yeah.
And those guys go elsewhere, and they're not as good.
Drew Brees, we've seen a lot of guys leave there.
Yeah, Drew Brees has created a bunch of guys, too. Now, I think he happens to have a stud now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But Marcus Colston was...
He looked like he was a top five receiver in the NFL.
Yeah, and for a fantasy perspective, he was.
And then he left Drew Brees, and then he was...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. And I'd be happy to take some phone calls when we come back.
I missed a read here, huh, Aaron? It's a big fail on your part. Put a mark down by him.
Yeah, okay. So wait a minute. Let me put this in my notebook.
All right. Guys, if you own your home, listen up. Grab your smartphone. Our friends over at TGS Insurance, they want to save you money. And it used to take forever. And I didn't want to do this because I was like, oh, it's going to take too long. I don't want to deal with an agent. I'd rather just keep not know what I'm paying and just be happy paying it. And TGS, they make it easy. Figure out what you're paying. I promise it might be worth it. And then text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. You send that back and they'll send you a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. The average customer this year saving $870. Some saving up around $4,000. Just ridiculous. You don't even need to wait till your renewal because they take care of all the hassle and the nonsense. So you can just sit back and save money. I did it. I know Raheel did it. Lance did it. Get your money, boy. One more time. Text money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote. Start saving now. All right, guys, got to tell you about Top Brass Military and Tactical. I've told you about them before in the past. They're back on board with us here. And if you are an outdoorsman, if you are a police officer, you're a security guard, you're a military fanatic, you're a veteran who misses some of your old gear, guys, this is the place to go. You've got to know about these guys. And I think back to some of the gear that I had when I was in the Army, and I'm like, oh, man, I wish I had that sleeping bag. Well, you can go to Top Brass and pick it up. I wish I had those boots to go out and hike in. Well, I can go get those boots. I mean, this place is legit. Bulletproof vests, holsters, military boots, jackets. They got, and when I say military, whatever kind of boots you're looking for, they got them. They got boots all over the damn place. Jackets, helmets, tasers. I've gotten to know those pretty well. Pepper spray. Gotten to know those pretty well. They've got it all. They've got all the big brands. Two locations, 2500 North Freeway and down in Stafford at 11941 Southwest Freeway. Come check it out. Tell them AJ sent you. That's Top Brass Military and Tactical. TopBrassMilitary.com.
I think I need help. I'm drowning in myself.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hey, please check out sportsmap.com today, including my weekly column where I ranked the five biggest moves in a busy summer for Houston sports and then graded them.
I'm curious about that. I should check that out.
Well, I'll tell you what they are and what the grades are, but you should still go read the article because there's more in-depth stuff. So number five was Texans go GM by committee and ship out Clowney for nothing. What do you think the grade is for that?
You combined those two things?
Yeah, because they kind of added up into the one.
Well, that's, to me, an F.
That is an F, yes.
Okay.
And now, if I were John McClain, I would have made it an F minus.
F minus.
Number four on the list, I had Verlander's dominance, and not just from the no-hitter on Sunday. He's, the season he's having, I mean, it's basically a future Hall of Famer at his very best.
Yeah.
Great on him?
An A.
A plus.
Okay.
Yeah. The third.
But who's been better, Verlander this year or Clemens the year that he came in?
I'd have to go back and look at his numbers. I think Clemens had a lower ERA.
Boy, they were. I mean,
but.
It felt like kind of a risky move bringing in Clemens back then, and he just ended up being. And we know why he was so dominant, but boy, was he dominant.
Mexican meat?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Astros deadline moves, I did as one thing because Astros additions. That way you got Grinke, Yordan Alvarez. You throw in Aaron Sanchez's debut.
You gave him an A?
Yeah.
I was going to say B plus.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm also hoping that Grinke starts getting hot here at some point and it looks better.
I would have given him an A minus, but they sent Miles Straw back down.
Yeah, it's you. Yeah. So number two on the list.
For Toro.
They go all. See, every time I see that guy, all I can think of is that the damn
stupid mascot, the Texans riding around his four-wheeler. Yeah.
Yeah, and basically ziplining from the rafters. He's going to have to change his name.
Yeah,
you should. You can't go around as Toro.
And the mascot had the name first, so.
Yeah, sorry. Number two, I had the massive trade for Laremy Tunsil.
I'm at about a C plus, B minus on that.
See, I gave it a B because I'm higher in Tunsil than you are. And then number one was the Westbrook trade for the Rockets.
What do you give that?
I gave it an A minus because, I mean, at least they're trying. They're out there battling. Yeah,
I give it a B.
So close enough. But that's on Sports Map today. There's a lot of other great stuff. The UH report, which I had to do because somebody failed to do it. This is the second thing now I've had to whack somebody for failing to
a different guy?
Different guy this time, yeah.
Who? What's his name?
I'm not going into it. It's just you see Sports Map. Whenever you see Sports Map staff on something,
that's you.
It's either one of our videos or it means I had to do something for somebody who failed to do the job. So they won't be getting a second chance. I got Jermaine taking that thing over next week. So, which that's if I wind up having Jermaine and Cody do everything, I'm happy. Those guys are reliable. All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Jay Garza wants to know, have you guys gone through all the divisions and made your Super Bowl picks? We have not. Maybe we'll do that at 6 o'clock because I need a notebook to put all this stuff in. And then we'll write them down and make fun of them at the end of the year because usually we're way off. Didn't somebody got the Super Bowl right last year, I thought. It might have been you. You might have had Rams-Patriots.
I did have Rams-Patriots. I had Rams beating the Patriots. Yeah.
So you failed also. But it was a better fail than the rest of us. So that's the thing. If I remember correctly, I'm pretty sure I had Saints-Patriots. So I got screwed on the call.
Yeah. I mean, you could argue for that.
It might have been. I might have had.
You're big on this new rule. They made this new rule for you.
Yeah.
Pass interference reviews.
Did you see this thing that Santos tweeted at us and asked if we'd seen it of the three dragons?
No.
Yeah, my wife just sent me that. The Rockets, Astros, Texans, Dragons. It's easy to find. It's out there. Yeah, I guess. Okay, so 6 o'clock we'll do our picks.
Okay.
How's that?
We'll go through it all.
Someone wants to know, what are the odds Alvin Kamara is the next running back to get paid next season?
Is he up next season? I don't know. I mean, Saquon, he's, I mean, obviously was just a rookie last year, but now Zeke Elliott's setting a bar that these guys are going to get paid after 3 years. So I don't know who's next.
But Kamara's going to get a bunch of
money. He's going to get dough.
Yeah.
And, I mean, hopefully for the Saints, the time that they've got to pay him is around the time they're looking for a new quarterback, so that Drew Brees money will be gone. But, yeah, I mean, he's 2 years in.
Oh, no, they've got the next quarterback on the roster.
You think so?
Yes.
Okay.
They've got Ted Theodore Bridgewater.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing is there's no fifth year option for Kamara. So that, I mean,
yeah,
after this season, he'll probably get a big offer.
You know what? It's going to be really hard to make a case that he doesn't deserve close to what Zeke got.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been fantastic. I think people overlook.
Zeke's been the best running back in the NFL.
I'm not disputing that. I think Zeke's a better player, but Kamara's not far out of that conversation when you're talking about elite backs.
Now this guy is in the same draft class, but it's going to be a different conversation about him because this was a first round pick, so they have a fifth year option on him. But Christian McCaffrey's starting to look like he's a pretty valuable weapon.
Yeah. I think it depends on what happens this year.
Yeah, I think for both those guys.
Yeah. Although I think Kamara's got the better track record so far.
Leonard Fournette also in that discussion. He's from the same draft class, but again, a fifth-year option on him because he was a first-rounder.
Yeah, I think he has a big year. I think Jacksonville wins the division. That's my tease.
Dalvin Cook will be up. He's
that's another guy.
A second-round pick from that same draft class. Joe Mixon is a second-round pick from that draft class. I think Joe Mixon's going to have a big year, and the Bengals are going to have to pay him. So there's a lot of – I think what Zeke is doing is he's setting the bar that running backs, they're going to get paid again. Kareem Hunt, imagine if he wouldn't have blown it. He'd be in the same boat as Kamara.
Probably so.
Waiting to get that money. And now look at him. It's like the third-string running back for the Browns.
And we won't see him for a month and a half.
Yeah.
So, 713-780-ESPN's the number.
God, that was a great running back class as you go through it.
Who'd the Texans get?
The Texans got the best running back. Just kidding, they didn't. Leonard Fournette, Christian McCaffrey, Dalvin Cook, Joe Mixon, Alvin Kamara, Kareem Hunt. The Texans got Deontay Foreman.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
So they got their guy.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, think about that. James Conner was the other one. All of those running backs went in the first three rounds. Which one was a bust? There was only one that was a bust. Isn't that brutal?
Sad.
Samaje Perine went in that draft. Tariq Cohen. Yeah, I mean, there's some really good... Marlon Mack went in the fourth round of that draft. That's some good running backs. Aaron Jones went in that draft. That's what you call a strong class. Chris Carson. Yeah, not a bad group. And the Texans took Deontay Foreman. That's like taking Darko out of the pile of LeBron, yep. Wade, Carmelo.
713-780-ESPN is your number. Somebody asked if you put Russell Wilson on the Cowboys, are they a better team? Absolutely. I don't think...
Yes.
I mean, the Cowboys have more talent right now than the Seahawks do.
Russell Wilson has never had the offensive talent that the Cowboys have.
Yeah, their offensive line has never been as good as what the Cowboys have. He had Marshawn Lynch for a while.
Yeah.
But Zeke Elliott, Amari Cooper, a lot more talent there. 713-780-ESPN. Did you see that Jim Irsay apparently turned down $3.2 billion for the Colts?
From who?
Doesn't say. Basically, there was reportedly an offer of $3.2 billion, but he turned it down. And a team spokesperson said the Colts are not for sale. I mean, I don't know why you'd sell the team, even for $3.2 billion. If you're that rich, you don't care. I mean, that's not going to make you – that's not going to be life-changing for you. And if I'm Jim Irsay, I offer nothing else to this planet. If I want people to pay any attention to me, I keep the team.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know that it's a good thing that people pay attention to him, but I mean, that guy would be, he just came out of the right penis. I mean, let's be honest.
Lamont said, I disagree on Zeke setting the bar. I think Le'Veon Bell is the reason Zeke pulled his move. I think he is, but I think when we start talking about a 6-year, not $15 million per contract, that's unprecedented. You know, Le'Veon got 4 years, $52 million, which seems about right for a guy near the top of the NFL pecking order. I mean,
it's really the term with Zeke that you look at and go, wow.
Yeah.
All right. We are going to take a very quick
They basically break. Told Zeke, you're our best player.
Yeah.
With this move, which he is. The Steelers were unwilling to do that.
And
oddly, the Steelers were unwilling to do that with Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown.
We're just not going to admit anyone's our best player.
Yeah, Ben Roethlisberger's still our best player. Good luck with that, bro.
Yeah. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. And I know it's true. I
say I do. And half the... This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. It's time to kick off the 2019 season as Rice football takes on Wake Forest, presented by IBEW. Don't miss this primetime Power 5 college football game as the Owls battle the Demon Deacons at historic Rice Stadium on Friday, September the 6th, right, at 7 p.m. Call or text 713-348-OWLS or visit riceowls.com/tickets to secure your tickets today. Yeah, they still don't have the date on here. So I'm guessing Friday is the 6th since today is the 4th and it's a What Are the Odds Wednesday.
Yes.
I'm not good at math.
You're pretty good. That's actually really accurate.
Yeah, it's close. I don't know if it's 100%.
No, that's accurate. 100% accurate.
I see. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, I think Lamont sent me this earlier today, but apparently we go to Australia, which is the...
All right.
Yeah, I freaking love Australians. I'm not going to lie. I kind of hope at some point when I can retire, I'll go spend some time in Australia because they just seem like...
I like the Australians that open beer bottles with their teeth.
Yeah,
and like,
yeah. And, you know, bar fight and then pick you up and shake your hand. I mean, they just seem like cool people.
That's a hell of a run we just had.
And it's like every Australian I've ever met is cool as hell. And New Zealanders too, but...
I always get my English-sounding accents confused.
Well, no, that's some more shrimp on the bobby. That's Australian.
Yeah, but if you only say, throw some more shrimp on the bobby, like, that's like the only sentence people say. But try to say a normal sentence in an Australian accent.
Well, it's just like that, mate. It's just like Paul Hogan.
Okay,
that's all that you think of him. And then, like, South African is much smoother and much more English.
I just like it to be, all right. This is my favorite noise that you hear from those British accents.
Well, there's also very different accents within England itself.
By order of the Peaky Blinders.
See, that's where I struggle is when, because like there'll be, if a show has like a bunch of Irish accents and a bunch of more, the more guttural English accents, which is the more commoner one, versus the I'm part of the elite accent. Those I can figure out.
Yeah.
But I struggle with shows like that. That's why I never have been able to get into Peaky Blinders, because I just can't pick out who's saying what. I watched, there's a really good movie about the Cray brothers called Legend, where Tom Hardy plays both of them. And I've had to watch it three times to understand it, because it's just, the accents are so hard for me to pick up. And but anyway, we go back to Australia before we forget about Australia. Apparently,
Australia.
Australian for beer.
Australia. You have to say Australia. That's how they say it.
I'm not doing it in an accent.
Do it.
You can do it in an accent when you hear what happened.
Australia.
Oh, God. Is that damn ESPN body issue out again?
Yeah.
Oh, can we stop with that garbage?
I love it.
You can have it.
I've seen all those hot dudes.
You love it because Christian Yelich is in it.
Yeah. He's nice. He's a good-looking dude. Actually, he's weird-looking to me.
I just think that's the dumbest thing that they do all year.
Putting naked people in magazines?
Yes.
I mean, it's not the smartest thing, because think about it. All those nudie mags, they've all gone downhill.
Yeah, well.
Like Playboy, that's not even a profitable business anymore.
No.
The internet ruined it for nudie mags.
Yeah, and to be honest, ESPN, the magazine, is pretty much...
And ESPN,
they just throw it into, anytime you subscribe to something else, they give it to you.
Like Playboy, they were always getting the hottest chicks, actresses, you know, rock stars. I mean, like the chicks you really wanted to see naked, that was the place to see them. ESPN's like, hey, you want to see the Eagles offensive line naked?
Yeah.
No. Do you want to see the U.S. women's curling team naked? No, I don't.
And it's not really naked because they cover up all the parts.
Yeah.
So it's just... Yeah, I hate it. All right.
They should at least show classy nip, right?
Well, yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
If I did that, I might actually pay attention.
They show dude nip all the time in there. They don't show lady nip.
No, they have to be classy, AJ. All right, back to Australia, where a woman named Cilla Carden got in the news this week.
Okay.
She claimed the odors from her neighbor's barbecues had destroyed her quality of life because she's a vegan.
Oh. Hey, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, man.
So,
that. Dude, I remember when when I worked in Austin, our station was maybe, this is like when the first station I worked at in Austin was maybe a block from Franklin Barbecue, what is now Franklin Barbecue. At the time, it was called Ben's Long Branch Barbecue. But it was on the east side of Austin, which was a part of Austin that was being gentrified, is the politically correct term, I guess, which basically they were like kicking out poor people and putting up new businesses and new housing and making it unaffordable for those poor people. But they built a bunch of new condos right there. And a few years back, the people who lived in those condos tried to get Franklin Barbecue moved because the smoke was bothering them. It's like, you moved in next to a barbecue place.
Yeah, what do you expect?
There's smoke. There's smell. You're lucky.
Well,
I wish my house smelled like barbecue all the time.
It's like when I don't know if it's even still open, but the coffee plant. I used to smell coffee all the time down there on East Side. Well, guess what? There's a plant there. Yeah. Hello. Well, this woman actually went to court and lost. Then she appealed, and that was rejected. Of course, she's vowed to keep fighting. I don't know how you're going to keep fighting. But guess what? This is why I love Australians.
They killed her.
No, they didn't kill her.
Damn.
Yet. But now more than 3,000 people are planning to attend a cookout outside her home.
Oh, it's so great.
Organized on a Facebook page called Community Barbecue for Cilla Carden.
It's like Occupy Area 51.
Yeah, yeah.
Australian style.
But it says, don't let Cilla destroy a good old Aussie tradition. Join us for a community barbecue and help Cilla Carden get some pork on her fork.
They didn't call it a community Bobby?
No, it says BBQ. I mean, maybe they did.
They should have called it a Barbie.
But I love it. Get some pork on her fork.
That is good.
And, you know, she's... I always thought, like...
Is there a picture of her?
Yeah.
Is she hot?
No. No. Well... I mean,
I can't really feel sorry for her then.
Isn't that part of the point of being a vegan, is that you're supposed to be kind of hot?
Yeah.
Anyway, that is your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Bannock Jeweler Gem of the Day. You know what my favorite? I don't know. I guess some of it's vegan. It's all vegetarian, I think. Beer. Right?
Yeah.
There's no meat in beer, right?
Yeah.
I guess that's the one upside to being a vegan is you can still drink beer.
Yeah, theoretically.
But besides that's a really sad life.
Yeah, I mean we've gone to a couple days a week where we don't eat meat. I've cut back a lot.
How do you feel about that?
I feel fine because I still have.
What do you eat instead of meat?
Like pasta, stuff like that.
Oh, see, at my house we're doing away with pasta. Like we do away with grains.
Yeah, I don't think it's healthy to eat meat every single day.
I do.
So, you know, but we kind of did a meatless Monday thing, and then one other day a week try not to eat meat. But
yeah, if I'm not eating meat, that means I'm having chicken or fish.
Well, I mean, I don't not have those things. I just don't do it every single day anymore.
Yeah,
which is I'm trying to eat healthier.
That's your life choice, Scylla.
I'm not. Nope. Don't you put that evil on me. Do not put that evil on me.
I don't know if you saw the other part of the story because I did that for the road yesterday. But she was pissed because her neighbor's kids were playing basketball in the backyard. She didn't like the noise. Her neighbors originally caved and took away the kids' basketball goal so they couldn't play because she kept bitching and complaining about the noise from kids playing
basketball.
She just
sounds like an awful person.
Yep.
Like a bad neighbor.
Have you ever had the tofu tacos from Brothers?
No, I haven't.
Have you had the tofu burger at Rodeo Goat?
No.
Just trying to see how hardcore you are.
No, I'm not hardcore. I said it's a couple nights a week. I had a nice steak Sunday night.
Okay.
So
an impossible steak?
No.
Was it an eggplant steak?
Not an eggplant steak.
Okay.
So anyway, I very, very fond of the Australians for how they handle their business.
By the way, people who try to replace meat with eggplant.
No,
you're the worst people.
No, I'm not replacing it with anything. I'm just not eating it.
I'm not talking about you.
I know, but
I'm saying like when people make eggplant parmesan, like that's a meal. Eggplant isn't a meal. That's not the base of any meal. That's gross. Eggplant's a stupid vegetable or root or whatever the hell it is. I don't like eggplant. Hmm. It looks pretty cool, but it tastes like crap.
Yeah, I mean, I've had tofu burgers before that they weren't awful, but it's not something I want.
Oh, Fred.
A friend of mine. Well,
I don't even know you.
No, I this was like 15 years ago. I went on a date, and the woman made me dinner, and it was tofu burger, and I had it, and it wasn't awful.
Did you have sex with her?
Well, yeah. That's the only reason I went over there.
All right. I guess it was worth it. Jeez, then. But other than that was a mistake.
It wasn't that great. The sex wasn't that great.
Well, neither was the tofu.
I mean, that's the thing. If it had been beef, maybe it would have been better sex.
Yeah. You'd have been all beefed up.
Yeah.
All right. I'm beefed up for Carboctoberfest. September 19th through October 6th. 3 weekends of free fun every Thursday through Sunday out at Carbock. They're going to have Stein hoisting competitions, Oompa bands, wiener dog races, and free live music all 3 weekends. It's going to be a fantastic time. And then Foamhenge, Sunday, November 10th. Mark your calendars. 3rd annual Stonehenge. Eddie Trunk will be out there hosting. Ace Frehley, the headliner. Tickets $28, VIP $100, and if you've been to the concerts, the VIP at Carbock is the way to go. CarbockBrewing.com to purchase your tickets today. If you haven't been out to the restaurant, what are you waiting for? Go eat food there. Drink their fine, fine nectar and all of the food pairs perfectly with one of the beers on the wall. And a lot of those beers you can only get at the brewery. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. See what's going on at the brewery, what's going on at the restaurant, what's going on in the concert series. Pick up your favorite Carbock beer today, or just ask your bartender to please make it a Carbock. 100 bands in my pocket, it's on me. 100 deep when I roll like the army. Get my bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying wow. ESPN 97.5.